Subject, when will we have closure slash peace? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for over 7 years and have known my wife since the 21st century kicked in. We have 2 boys, ages 6 and 3. My wife had a side business selling costume jewelry. I sold cosmetics and helped with hers as well. I'm not sure if the money being lower was the main cause, but my wife started becoming extremely verbally abusive toward me. I grew up in a single parent household with my mom only, and I experienced some of the same treatment from my own mother. She would take any slight error or mistake to berate and attack me. All the trash didn't go out. The cable bill was a few days late. I forgot to fold her clothes. Any mistake would result in comments such as, "I hate you. I wish I'd never met you. I don't love you. I only married you because I was pregnant. Why don't you just go somewhere and die?" I know some of this has to do with female problems and something deeper that she would never share. All I get is, "I don't have a problem, you do." After a while, I would just retreat into a shell and stay silent until she got over her rants. Afterwards, she would act as if nothing had happened, unless I had the gall to actually ask why. Then it would get worse. I would not be able to eat or relax until she went to work. She works more than I do now because I want my sons to see their dad and be raised by him, which I never experienced. The main reason for this letter is because 2 years ago, I started an affair, which was completely stupid on my part, with a former coworker. I'm not sure if I deserve forgiveness, as the Bible says, but I'm pretty sure I don't deserve more emotional abuse. I would appreciate any words of wisdom you can provide. Okay, this letter is kind of confusing, but I'll say this. I was feeling sorry for you at first. I really was. I mean, because I was thinking this is horrible abuse and no one should be treated this way. I was thinking that, you know, this kind of abuse shouldn't even be tolerated by a woman, and it shouldn't be tolerated by a man. I was thinking, why are you tolerating this? Why are you taking it? And then after you said that about your kids and wanting them to be raised by a family, I was really feeling sorry for you. I was all in. But then right before you closed out the letter, you said you had an affair. And that's the answer. what do you expect? I mean, that's the answer. I mean, that's why she's sending you through all this, because you cheated on her.
I'm assuming these some young people, you know, they've been married for over 7 years. Known your wife since the 21st century kicked in. That ain't got nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. We got 2 boys as age of 6 and 3. My wife has a side business selling costume jewelry. I sold cosmetics and helped her as well. Okay, now, right there, dog, I don't know a lot of men selling cosmetics and helping sell costume jewelry. I don't know how good you are at it, but I don't think you're that good at either one, because right after that you said, "I'm not sure if the money being lower was the main cause, but my wife started becoming extremely verbally abusive towards me." Okay, now, and obviously you don't sell cosmetics good or custom jewelry good. Have you ever considered concrete work?
Really, dude?
Landscaping. You know, something mold into what you might be better at. Because obviously, you can't do jewelry and cosmetics. It don't sound good. All right, now, I grew up in a single-parent household with my mom only, and I experienced some of the same treatment from my own mother. Hey, man, look, single mom's got a hard job. She trying to raise a boy. Her boy turned out selling cosmetics and jewelry. Okay, she did the best she could. You know, you obviously took another route in what you should be doing for a living, and you just did something that was comfortable or presented to you. I think that's why the money situation is what it is. Let's not blame your mother for the way she raised you. You experienced some abuse from your mother because you've been getting yelled at for a long time because you probably needed it. She would take any slight error or mistake to berate and attack me. All the trash didn't go out. The cable bill was a few days late. I forgot to fold her clothes. Any mistake would result in comments such as, "I hate you. I wish I never met you. I don't love you. I only married you because I was pregnant. Why don't you just go somewhere and die?"
Whew.
I know some of this has to do with female problems. Okay, let's stop right here.
What?
Shirley may be correct, because you waited all the way in the letter to tell us that the main reason for this letter is because 2 years ago, I started an affair, which was completely stupid on my part, with a former coworker. I'm not sure if I deserve forgiveness, as the Bible says, but I'm pretty sure I don't deserve more emotional abuse. So Shirley makes a valid point. This probably came about after she found out you cheated. So now you suffering the wrath. So now everything you do is magnified. Well, you brought that on yourself, homie. Not to mention that your wife is bipolar.
Yeah.
Let's put that in here.
I thought that too. You're right.
I don't love you. I only married you because I was pregnant. Why don't you just go somewhere and die? I know some of this has to do with female problems and something deeper she will never share. All I get is, I don't have a problem. You do. And then I would just retreat into a shell, stay silent until she got over her rants. Afterwards, she was acting as if nothing had happened. That's bipolar. That right there, my friend, and I'm not a doctor in any way, nor do I have a right to even say this. That aside, this heifer bipolar.
Yes, she is.
And she crazy. And you done cheated on a bipolar crazy person. So, C-Dog, you've amplified anything you got coming and you got to deal with. Now, have women abused you and talked to you rough all their life? Yes, they have. Maybe that's what pushed you into cosmetics and costume jewelry. I don't know.
I ain't getting that job, dog.
I don't know, dog. But go do something else. You ain't doing it good because you ain't making no money at it. Concrete is good work. It's a lot of work. Everybody needs concrete. Dirt removal is good work. Everybody always moving some dirt somewhere. Try that. Because make firecrackers. Fourth of July, everybody like a firecracker.
Yeah, but that's once a year, Steve.
No.
You know, when you ain't making a lot of money, what difference do it make when you make it? If you ain't making it all year or you make it all at once, what difference do it make? You ain't hardly got none. This guy right here, man, is just, I don't know what to believe about you, man, because you surprised us at the end with this affair you had for 2 years, which could explain all of this. Why don't you start over and do this, man? Why don't you admit that you was wrong? Quit trying to dump it on God, talking about, which was completely stupid on my part with a former, I'm not sure if I deserve forgiveness as the Bible says. Man, nobody finna feel sorry for you. God forgives everybody for all things. So let's not dump this on the Bible. Let's get out of here. But I'm pretty sure I don't deserve more emotional abuse. You don't. If you're not the cause of the emotional abuse with the affair, then you don't deserve more. But if you have an affair because you was verbally abused, and that happens in a lot of cases, people get pushed to other people. Time to grow up, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.